Hello, everyone. Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes from the first reading from today's Mass, which is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 19 to 26. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, and a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What a contrast to the reception of the apostles in the area surrounding Jerusalem that we hear about in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles today. Despite being in fear for their lives, especially after the death of Stephen, they are out and about spreading the good news. And despite the threats against those who converted to Christianity, the apostles were winning them over. What was at work was a sense of joy and commitment. Despite all the dangers, they conveyed commitment by risking their lives to spread the good news of Jesus. They exuded joy in their faith in him. This joy was so evident and powerful to the people they preached to that many couldn't help but joyfully and wholeheartedly accept faith in Jesus Christ. As we know, all of us are called to preach the good news of our salvation in Jesus. But we need to pay attention to how we do it. Do we do so with a sense of joy or with a sense of fear? Do we do so with an understanding of the freedom of God's children or with a sense of obligation? Do we do so with a spirit of the letter of the law or with a spirit that embraces the commandments of Jesus to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves? Do we do so with a sense of judgment or with the mercy and compassion Jesus showed when he ate with the sinner? Let us strive for a commitment and joy that will draw others to our faith. Let us be the beacon of light in the darkness, just like the apostles were in their time.